living together, and she took care of the finances.
Yes, I trusted her with that, and I never should have.
Exes in a cash grab.
Did Miss Thomas give you money?
No, she did not.
Did a symbol of his love?
I bought her an engagement ring that she picked out. It was a ring upwards to $5,000.
Get hijacked?
Where is the ring?
She will not give it back to me.
Why not?
He said he didn't want it back.
That's not ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 22-year-old Candace Thomas is suing the father of her son, Christopher Guerin, for the money to pay off credit card debt.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, it's case number 450 on the calendar, the matter of Thomas versus Guerin.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Ms. Thomas, the defendant is your former boyfriend, and you have a child together. You claim that you helped him pay off a whole bunch of loans. You want your money back.
I do.
I have some questions to ask you because he says that he doesn't owe you any money. He pays his child support, as he's directed to, which is $1,800 a month. Is that what he pays?
No, Your Honor.
What do you pay?
I've got stuff from support enforcement showing that that's what I pay.
I'd like to see it.
And that's for the month of January. The second page there shows the whole breakdown by each week.
Do you work?
I work full-time, Your Honor, as a dental assistant.
Well, he's paid for January. Is this the only time you paid?
No, I've been paying since October-ish. Probably, I was ordered to start my pay on October 20th. I think early November is when it came in effect, and they backcharged me for all of October. That's why there's a...
Well, he pays his child support.
I have proof that he's in arrears over $1,400 as of...
Listen to me. How old is your child?
8 months old.
How much does he pay in child support a month?
He's supposed to pay $950 a month. And
a month?
A month.
Well, I have January. January is a little over $1,800, so you may not have gotten it yet.
Well, he has another
son.
To
me. You may not have gotten it yet. That's a pretty decent amount of child support, so I don't have any issue with him with child support. Would you? Thank you.
Your Honor, I have proof that he's $1,400
behind.
Listen
to me. I just said to you, you may not have gotten it yet. He pays through the support collections unit, or whatever you call it. He pays a decent amount in child support. I'm not getting into it.
Okay.
Good. Now, I want to know with whom you were living in January of 2010.
I was living with him, Your Honor.
December of 2009.
With me.
November of 2009.
We were living together.
From what period of time to what period of time were you living together?
I moved in with the defendant, Your Honor, in late August, early September of 2009, and lived with him until the end of July in 2010 when our son was 2 months old.
It was April of 2009 when she moved back in.
April. Does that sound right?
No, Your Honor.
Let's say August of 2009. Ms. Thomas, when you moved back in with the defendant, did you at any time have a joint bank account?
No.
From what bank account were the expenses paid for the living expenses? Rent, utilities, cable,
that all
gas.
Came out of my bank
account.
Just
a second. Gas, electric, dining out, credit cards. From whose account did that come?
Your Honor, he paid the rent for those months. I paid all of our food and anything that has to do with the living expenses, such as gas, and I paid some utilities and stuff like that.
You paid for the food?
Yes.
Out of your... You didn't let me finish. Out of your account?
Yes.
Out of your account. And he paid for the rent and utilities out of his account.
The utilities were split. Sometimes I paid them and they weren't paid out of accounts. They were paid with money orders and some were paid out of the accounts.
Who got the money orders?
I did.
Who wrote the checks out of the accounts?
He would write a check if he paid it that way. If I paid it, I would do a money order.
And if you did a money order, you did a money order from what money?
From my money. From
why wouldn't you pay cash. It out of your checking account?
Because none of the bills were in my name, so I didn't write checks, you know, to those bills that weren't in my name.
Why not?
With my personal checks.
Why not? You can write a check out to the phone company. They'll take it in anybody's name.
I know. I didn't. I usually would just
That's where I'm going. I'm finding out who you are.
Okay. I'm like,
I'm finding out who you are. I'm finding out this very busy girl bothered to get a money order because somebody who's intelligent thinks that they can't pay a utility bill if the utility is not in their name. So they went and got a money order that's in nobody's name. I'm just finding out who we are, madam. Do you understand?
Good.
Now, it is your claim that he got into some serious debt, $10,000 worth of debt, and you helped him out by consolidating $7,000 worth of debt, by putting some on a credit card, some from your savings, and some from a line of credit. And he was supposed to start paying you back $200 a month, beginning when you were living together, January of 2010.
There was never an agreement.
Just a second. Tell me first, on what date did you consolidate these loans and he started to pay them, or you pay them, maybe with a money order? On what date?
In the month of May.
May of?
2009.
May of 2009, go ahead.
And also June of 2009, I made several payments to his debts.
Didn't she just say we weren't together?
She absolutely said you were not together in May of 2009.
Mm-hmm.
Not together, according to her, until August of 2009.
We were friends, Your Honor. We've had a past prior to this as well. So.
No, you don't do that with a friend. That's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
He had another girlfriend, Your Honor, who he moved from a different state. Why would I loan somebody who has another girlfriend money?
That's my question to you. That's exactly my question to you.
Because he got himself into some debt. He came to me and asked me, as a friend who has a very good credit history, who has money in the bank, because I had savings in the bank, and asked me as a friend, hey, I'm in debt. Can you help me get out of debt?
Had you lived together prior to that?
We did. We were
just a second. Had you been engaged prior to that?
Yes, a year before that.
It doesn't happen. What you're suggesting didn't happen. He's got a new girlfriend. You were engaged. You broke up. I don't know who broke up with whom, but you used to live together. You didn't anymore. It came to you, so you took out money from your savings bank and gave it to him. Don't buy it.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You told me that you wrote out all kinds of money to all kinds of his creditors after you had lost your job and he had a new girlfriend. That doesn't make sense.
And later today...
You got a 3.0. Good for you. Don't try to talk over me.
I was unable
to attend college. It's over.
Because she had taken my tax documents.
That's a ridiculous reason. That means that you're an idiot. You don't belong in college.
Real cases. Real people. Judge Judy. Candace Thomas says the father of her son, Christopher Guerin, owes for a loan to pay his credit card debt. Christopher claims the money was never a loan.
Go ahead.
I have receipts to everything that I've loaned him. Everything's in his name. They're collection agencies. They are bills from Money Tree. There's several stuff. Why would I just pay him $7,000 worth of debt when I just had become unemployed in the month of May?
I have no idea.
I did it because he asked me for help to get himself back on track because he was $10,000 worth of debt.
Listen, Ms. Thomas, I'm trying to make rational sense out of this. If something doesn't make sense, it's usually not true. Who is this?
This is my father.
What you just said to me was you moved back in together in August of 2009. 3 minutes ago, you told me that you wrote out all kinds of money to all kinds of his creditors in May and June of 2009, according to you, after you had lost your job,
mm-hmm.
So you had no job, and he had a new girlfriend. That doesn't make sense. So I'll let you finish telling me your story. Go.
Okay, so in May and June of 2009, the defendant and I were friends, even though he had prior relations. Okay, him and I were on good terms. We started seeing each other more frequently after this, and that's when we ended up back together in July of 2009. We made the agreement when I did consolidate his debts that he would be paying me back when he got back on track and back on his feet, because he was unemployed as well throughout that time. I financially could afford to help him in this situation, even though I was unemployed, because I have always had a savings account. I've always been good with my money, and I had nothing to worry about because I had unemployment income.
I'd like to look and see what proof you have. Did Ms. Thomas give you money?
No, she did not. She gave me money.
Did she loan you money?
No, she did not.
Did she ever pay your debts?
From what I'm finding out, yes, she did pay my debts. I was the breadwinner in the family. I was working, and I worked hard when we were together. I brought my checks home. They went into the bank. Candace had access to the bank cards, to the checkbooks, and she wrote the bills. And she, from her transferring from one credit card to another credit card, I had no idea about that. She took care of that.
Did she ever take money out of a savings account and give it to you?
No, she never did. She never gave me money.
Did she ever take money out of a savings account, as far as you know, to pay any of your bills?
No, not that I know of.
So it's your statement that during this time you were, in fact, together?
Yes.
And that you were working, paying the rent, and she paid for the food, because that sounds like a reasonable arrangement.
Yeah.
And you were living together, and she took care of the finances.
Yes, I trusted her with that, and I never should have.
Okay, now you can show me.
Would you like me to hand you everything and
no.
tell you?
No. What I want you to do now is, the first time you paid off money for him, you're going to give me a piece of paper and show me what that was.
The first piece of paper is the receipt for his rent payment, the month of May.
Just a second. I'm not taking a piece of his rent payment.
This was when I didn't live with him and had nothing to do with. I was just friends with him. He was over a month behind.
It's not happening. It's not happening.
Okay. His Jared bill, or his, like, Weisfield bill, which is jewelry. His jewelry bill. He bought jewelry for somebody else, his girlfriend at the time.
It's a ring that she's wearing.
It was overdue.
Just a sec. Just a sec. Show me the bill and show me from where the money came.
The bill
is there.
It's right here. There's May and June. And then there, right here, I have the check number and the clear date of both months right here. I've highlighted them.
Okay. This is Jared Drew's $154.50, June 15th.
Yes, Your Honor.
Now, is what you're telling me, that jewelry is not jewelry that you're wearing?
No.
What was that for?
That jewelry is probably for the engagement ring that I bought her a while back. Our earlier relationship before we split up, I bought her an engagement ring with the Jared account that she picked out. It was a ring upwards to $5,000.
Where is that ring?
She will not give it back to me.
Why not?
He said he didn't want it back.
I asked her for the ring back, and she told me no.
I have a text message proving that he does not want the ring back, saying, I do not want your ring back.
So I am correct that you have the engagement ring, correct?
Yes,
and
correct.
The engagement ring was about $5,000.
It was, but it was paid off a year prior to this.
Just by whom?
By him, over time, a long time ago. This
Perfect.
That was
Go.
Before.
Let's go.
Okay, a car note for his Dodge SRT. That was his first car payment of $314. You have the bank statement.
Let's go. What date?
That was in, this one's May.
May, while he was with somebody else, not
18th.
Living with you. Just a second. You were not living there, not living with you. He had another girlfriend. Next.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today.
I want to know what your defense is. Is your defense that she said she would pay for it?
She said that she made more money than me and that she would pay for the classes.
She doesn't want to pay for it anymore.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Candace Thomas says the father of her son, Christopher Guerin, owes for a loan to pay his credit card debt. Christopher claims the money was never a loan.
Okay, let's go.
He was 2 months behind on his car payment, his other car payment, and that was a truck payment. I paid $534 of that.
Great. Keep going.
A Comcast bill that him and his roommates and all of those
people...
Tell
you what you do. Where do you come from?
Seattle.
Where's the ring?
The ring is at home in my dresser.
When he gets back the ring, I'll see you again. Then I'll go over your paperwork with you.
I don't understand.
We understand each other. Do we understand each other? When he gets back his ring.
I have.
You listen to me carefully. When he gets back his ring, I'll see you back here with your paperwork. Do you understand what I said?
That's fine.
Great. Thank you.
I have.
That's all.
Please excuse me. Step out.
Ever since we separated after our son was born and she left me, it's just been downhill.
He's mad because he has to pay child support now.
She keeps coming after me for more support money. She needs more this, she needs more that.
He told me that he wasn't going to help me with child support or anything to do with our son.
Right after she started receiving support, she went out and bought herself a new BMW and then took a trip to Las Vegas.
He claims that I don't allow him to see our son.
I hope she'll finally learn that she's not going to get everything that she wants out of me anymore.
I hope that we can start to have better communication.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Pombiere versus Darnell. Step forward.
23-year-old Whitney Pombiere is suing her ex-boyfriend, Brian Darnell,
for a loan to pay his tuition, and for the return of an heirloom bed.
Ms. Pombier, your lawsuit contains perhaps one valid cause of action. The rest of them are just designed to annoy me, as well as your counterclaim, sir. You have one valid claim in your counterclaim that I'm going to entertain, and that has to do with the return of your whatever paperwork or documents that the plaintiff has. What I will entertain, Ms. Pombier, is your claim for a loan for his school tuition. Tell me about it.
Me and Brian started dating in April of 2010.
Brian and I started dating also.
Sorry, Your Honor. He was working at Arby's. I was working as a leasing agent at Oak Meadows in Albion, Michigan. Towards the end of the summer, Brian decided that he wanted to go to college. He did not have a bank account, so we had an agreement that I would allow him to have the monthly installments for his class taken out of my checking account with the intentions that he was going to pay me back the money. He made one payment to me for $120, and that was in September. Since then, the money has been withdrawn from my account, and he has not paid me anything else. I do have a text message stating that he recognizes that he owes me money.
How many payments did you make for his classes?
I made 4 of them, and he made a payment of $120. I actually am suing for 2 of them, but I noticed that when I got the paperwork back from the Kellogg Community College that he was attending, they actually took out another one. And within 3 days of that payment being taken out of my account, I actually had to close my account.
Yeah, so you closed your account. So you have a lawsuit for 2 of those payments.
Correct.
And how much were those 2 payments?
$285.
Okay. Go.
Okay, first of all, there was only 3 payments made.
She's suing for $285. Those are 2 payments for your school.
Right.
Go.
Okay. There was 3 payments made. They were all through her, and we were together when she signed it. She had told me that she had made more money than I did working as a leasing agent, and I worked at Arby's. So she put
Your
it
Honor.
In her name.
No, no.
So she says, don't worry about it. I make more money than you. I will take care of this. Second, my work requires that you have a bank account, as they pay only in direct deposit. There's no pay stubs. So I have my own bank account. Second, when we were together, classes that I attended for in college, I could only pick the classes that Whitney would attend with me, which meant that I only had 2 classes to choose from. And at the last moment, Whitney had put her bank information incorrect on the website, which she only has a password for. I don't have it.
I don't understand the last part of what you said, sir.
There is it. In order to pay for
it. I want to know what your defense is. Is your defense that she said she would pay for it?
She said that she made more money than me and that she would pay for the classes.
She doesn't want to pay for it anymore.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, did you go to school?
I did attend school, and yeah. I got a 3.17 grade average.
So good for you.
Now without books.
Great. Now you pay for it. $285. Now, you have a counterclaim. You say she has some of your paperwork. What does she have that's yours?
When she moved out in 3 hours while I was at my friend's house. She had taken the dresser that had my tax documents in there for 2009, 2010. So that I could attend the school and pay for it with financial aid, which would have covered.
Do you have his tax documents?
No, Your Honor.
Who prepared your taxes?
H&R Block did.
They have a copy.
I was unable to receive the copy. I called them and they said that they only.
Go over there. They have a copy. Tell them you lost it, you need it. They'll give you a copy. You may have to pay $5, but they have a copy. They have a computer. They're done on computer. You work at Arby's. I mean, they're not exactly filling out tax forms for Ford. Do you understand? What else?
See, when we got together, I had my kids every other weekend, and while we were together, we purchased a hideaway bed.
I don't want to hear your hideaway bed. You owe her $285, Mr. Darnell.
She said that she would pay for that because she made more money than I did.
$285,
no,
Mr.
Honor.
Darnell. You got a 3.0. Good for you. Don't try to talk over me. You got a 3.0. Good for you.
I was unable
it's
to attend college
it's over.
Because she had taken my tax documents.
Well, that's a ridiculous reason. That means that you're an idiot. You don't belong in college. If you didn't think of going to H&R, if you didn't think of going to H&R Block to get a copy of tax returns, or go online to get a copy of your tax returns, then you don't belong in college. Stay in Arby's. That's all.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I actually think I was owed more money than that, but, you know, I'm just happy that this is done and over with.
I really felt that I was owed more money, especially since I was unable to attend college.
My dad had a friend who was gonna, you know, hook him up with a job, but he didn't want to take the job because he said that he didn't want to pay more child support.
She would come to my work and sit in the lobby to make sure that I wasn't talking to people.
I'm very kind and compassionate.
She wouldn't let me have people's phone numbers in there if they were female, whether it be my cousins or my sisters even.
Within literally 2 weeks of me allowing the payments to be taken out of my account, we broke up and this is the end result.
It was just too possessive and I couldn't handle it.
Never trust another man again.